You may come to take me away sometime later if you like. Goodbye, Dr. Ames.
Goodbye, Smokey.
Goodbye, sir.
Go, please, quickly. The time has come.
Let's get off the ship, Doctor. What are you waiting for?
Be still. I want to hear him.
But a man ought to be left alone.
Shh. He's moving about, waiting, praying, I suppose, to those gods of his.
Wouldn't you, Doctor?
It's ridiculous. A man works a lifetime for abstract science, knowing no god, no fear, no feeling. A true scholar, Feasley. And then, at the last, fear overtakes him, and he prays and wants his work to be abandoned. Unscientific, to say the least. Thank heaven that rat's in our hands.
It's horrible.
Very interesting. Very.
Don't you realize that might be you in there?
Come along, Feasley, and be careful of that cage. We've work to do. We must have someone from the hospital come to take him away. We may learn much by watching him as the disease progresses. Feasley?
Yes, Doctor?
We're nearly ready. What time is it?
9:37.
Tell me, when you went down for dinner, did any of the doctors suspect? Do they know about this experiment?
They're all talking about tonight's convention downstairs. They think you've finally gone away on that vacation you needed.
Just what I want them to think. Hand me the hypodermic.
Here you are.
Feasley, you fool! Why don't you watch what you're doing?
Sorry.
There's no room in this experiment to be sorry.
I'm tired, I guess. I'll get you another one.
No, I'll do it. Think I can risk this evening's work in the clumsy hands of an imbecile? Now bring me the solution. Quick, or have you dropped that, too?
Will you please control yourself, Doctor?
I'll do nothing of the sort. Well, why are you standing there? I'm waiting for the solution.
Yes, Dr. Ames.
Sorry to be short with you. We're both rather excited. Of course. Now then, 8 cubic millimeters. 5, 6, 7, 8. There. Come over to the cage, Feasley. I want you to watch. Slide open the door. No, just a moment. Let's look at it first. The temptation of it. White fur, shiny eyes, fat limbs. And who would think a living death lurked on those clean white teeth? Sharp, as precise and impersonal as a surgeon's knife.
Better not put your finger so close.
Listen. How exhilarating! The charm of this deathly little creature. Oh, Feasley, an adventure before us this evening.
Let's wait until tomorrow, Dr. Ames. A good night's rest.
No. For the last time, no. Why, what's got into you these last days? You've no spirit at all.
Smokey was right, Doctor. You've no business playing around with that germ. It's horrible. Better left to the gods.
You and Smokey, you're both the same. No vision. Nothing but a woman's caution. A woman's fear of consequences. But you, you chubby little animal. You and I, we're not afraid, are we? We're all set to come to grips. So we shall, little fellow. Before you know it, open the door, Feasley.
All right.
Good heavens, let me do it, then. Don't just stand there. Let me do it, I say.
Watch out. Quick, Doctor. My finger's caught.
Why don't you keep your hands off? Well, get yourself loose and pick up the cage. All right.
My finger's loose, if that's what you mean.
I mean the rat. If any injury's been done to my experiment.
Doctor, it's not in the cage.
Impossible.
The door was open when the cage fell.
Well, it couldn't possibly have gone far. Look under the table.
No.
Look all around you. It must be in this room. Why, if it got loose in a hospital, it'd be
murder.
It'd be the end of my experiment. Close the door, quickly.
Yes, sir.
Now then, be quiet. We'll hear it squeaking, no doubt. Hear anything?
No, Doctor.
Don't just say no, Doctor. Yes, Doctor. Think of something. We've got to find...
Look, over there.
Do you see it? Where is it?
Here, sir. That deranged, the towel chute.
Good Lord. It's gone down there?
That's my guess.
Where does the chute go?
Basement, I suppose.
Who's down there?
Janitor.
Come on, we've got to reach him.
Wait a second. I'll stay here if you don't mind.
Great Scott, I need your help. Why?
Look at my finger, the one that got caught.
It bit you.
I've got a few moments of sanity left, Dr. Ames. I'd like to make them count. You can leave if you like.
My poor woman.
Remember what you said about lives meaning nothing before the interest of science?
I meant it.
And you were right. But this life of mine, it wasn't sacrificed for science. It was just plain wasted because neither of us was in shape to carry on this experiment. We'd been out of our heads. It wasn't research it was doing, just crazy gambling. And this, what's happened to me, is what Samoki meant when he said there was a punishment.
It's only natural for you to be morbid now, but I'm still sane, and I must continue.
You'll be on hand to observe me in the last stages, eh? And make notes, I suppose.
Yes.
Well, you'll catch that precious rat, I guess, and it may get loose again, but it's not for science, and you'll have a lot of innocent people to make notes on before you're through. A pleasant old age to you, Dr. Ames.
Don't disappoint me, Feasley. Don't go out like an ordinary woman. Weak, afraid, believing. Anything he can get his hands on. Go out like a scientist. You know my work must go on. Yes, Feasley, I know. It is horrible. It is dangerous. You are right in a way. But the work goes on, do you hear? The work goes on. Perhaps I'm in bad shape. I'll take a rest. I'll be careful. Feasley, that satisfy you? Heavens, woman, don't sneer at me like that. Answer me.
Gentlemen, can this be? Why, it's Dr. Ames. We thought you were on vacation, Doctor.
Ames, you're just in time for the convention. The main speech is in 10 minutes.
I must find Samoki's rat. It's in the basement.
A rat, Dr. Ames?
Yes. It escaped to the basement from my laboratory by the towel chute.
Don't tell me you're on another experiment. You're working on these big fat rats again?
Tell us, Doctor.
We might have known you wouldn't take time off. What's the disease you inflicted on this unfortunate rat?
What? What are you talking about? Please let me pass, gentlemen. I'm in a hurry.
No, you don't. We want to hear about this rat of yours.
Nonsense. I have no rat.
Why, you just mentioned it.
I mentioned nothing, and it won't do you any good to pump me. Now, will you let me pass?
Aren't you coming in to hear the speech?
What speech? No, I'm not. I'm busy. Good evening.
I say, Ames sounded rather queer. He started talking about a rat, and then he shut up like a clam. Up to something, no doubt. Notice that glitter in his eye?
Heading for a breakdown, if I'm any judge.
He's just an old crab. Let's take our seat, then.
Call themselves scientists, do they? Tried to dig at my secret, did they? Try to find out about my rat so they could profit on my reputation and my genius. But I was too clever for them. I am the true scientist. And Samoki Rat is for me alone. Now I must hurry. I must come to grips with this little creature who has escaped me. Janitor! Where are you? I must see you at once. Janitor! That's queer. It's supposed to be on duty. Janitor! This is Dr. Jonathan Ames from upstairs. A white rat has escaped my laboratory and come down here by the towel chute. I must have it at once. It's very valuable. The lazy fellow must be somewhere down here. I'll try the other room. As I thought asleep. Where are the lights down here? Confounded janitor. Wake up, you lout. The nerve of you sleeping on duty. I need your help. We must find Dr. Samoki's rat immediately.